Doing Dov's Minute, we're fasting today, Asara B'Tevet. We'll discuss a fast of a happier time, and that is the fast of a chasan and kala on the day of their wedding. The Rama quotes in Shulchan Aruch, and we also have it in Aruch Chaim, that the reason they fast, one reason is because on the day of their wedding, all their sins are forgiven. It's like Yom Kippur for them. Another reason is because we don't want them to be shikr. They're having a very important contract, and we don't want them to party and enter it and not be sober. We want the contract to be valid, and in order for a contract to be valid, they have to be with it. So that's another reason that's quoted. That's why, even though technically, halachically, there are opinions that say that once it becomes nighttime, the chasan and kala may break their fast. Let's say the chuppah is going to be at night at some point. But even so, they have to be careful not to drink anything intoxicating. Remember, there's a second reason why they're fasting, and that is that they should be sober and very with it.
After everything is done, then you can get drunk?
After done, I wouldn't recommend getting drunk, but technically, halachically, it's not prohibited.
Wouldn't it be just easier to say, don't drink alcohol?
Okay.
Don't eat anything the whole day?
Maybe. But maybe people need to calm their nerves. Maybe that wouldn't work. Yeah.
When does this fast start?
In the morning. So according to the reasoning that it's there to atone for sins, then one would have to continue the fast till Tzeit Kochavim. It's like a serious fast. If the chuppah is much later, so the Chochmas Adam writes and others write that once it hits Tzeit Kochavim, they could eat. And they don't have to worry. And that I did that at my own wedding. Maybe I didn't do it then, but I told my wife to do it. because sometimes if chasan and kala are fasting and then they're going to have the wine under the chuppah, it's going to knock them out, or they're not going to feel well enough in order to dance and enjoy the wedding. So in the summers, in the winter especially, where sunset and tzeis is so early, so technically this tannis is not quoted in the Gemara. So we could say that when we accepted the tannis on ourselves, we didn't accept it to be more stringent than any other fast, which ends at Tzeit HaKochavim. You just have to remember to be careful not to drink any intoxicating beverages.